Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Friday, December the 8th. I'm Mario Bosquez. Here's what's happening. Brace yourself, the first snow of the winter season just around the corner. AccuWeather says the first snowflakes will start falling shortly after sunrise, continue until nighttime. Accumulations about 3 inches here in the city, 1 to 3 north and west of the city, and as much as 6 inches across parts of Long Island and Connecticut. Major freight train derailment caused a temporary shutdown on NJ Transit's Raritan Valley line. At least 10 cars of a train derailed near Union. No injuries, but it did trigger extensive delays for a few hours. No word on what caused the derailment. President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel was center stage at the UN Security Council today. Palestine's ambassador told the council that the decision by the U.S. undermines the U.S. leadership role in Gaza. One protester was killed as Israeli security forces clashed with protesters during what they called a day of rage. Thieves walked out of the Nike Town in Midtown with an expensive haul. In all, two suspects were able to make off with 30 pairs of Jordan Retro 11 shoes, total value about $7,200. Police are asking for the public's help. We have surveillance video on our website, so take a look. Women's rights groups and anti-human trafficking advocates spoke out today against a Pornhub pop-up shop during a rally in Soho. The demonstrators say the pornography website, which launched the store for a limited run late last month, promotes objectification, abuse, trafficking, violence, and racial slurs degrading women. The store, which carries branded apparel and sex toys, will remain open through December the 20th. Looks like no one is immune to the flu bug, not even his honor the mayor. Bill de Blasio reportedly got the flu, complete with cough, fever, and other flu symptoms. It caused him to cut short his Thursday night schedule and to stay away from the office today. Take heart, Mayor de Blasio, you aren't alone. The CDC says the flu is off to an early start and is widespread in several states. No, not New York. Well, at least not yet. 1010 Winds AccuWeather, a winter weather advisory from 4 a.m. Saturday through 4 a.m. Sunday. Winter storm warning for western and southeastern Suffolk County and southern New Haven and Middlesex counties from 4 a.m. Saturday to 6 a.m. Sunday. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 74 degrees. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say, play 1010 Winds.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.